Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. The number of complaints against doctors reduced last year, according to the annual report of the Medical Council, which polices the profession. There were 400 complaints reported last year, compared with 423 the previous year. The president of the Medical Council is Freddie Wood, and he's on the line. Freddie Wood, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Richard.
Now, 423 was a 12% increase on the year before, so it's round about the same figure every year, is it?
It's roughly around the same figure for the last number of years. The decision on what goes forward to a hearing depends on the preliminary proceedings committee deciding whether there's a prima facie case for something to go forward. And last year there was 32 cases held by inquiry. But that's roughly similar over the last 4 years. It varies between 50 to 30 each year, and we don't see any particular reason for this. It's broadly consistent with what's happening.
So just to clarify this, is this complaints about 400 doctors, or is it 400 complaints? In other words, do some doctors have a number of complaints against them?
Well, some doctors frequently, or not frequently, but infrequently, a number of doctors can be involved in the one complaint. So that one complaint becomes four doctors. These cases are individual doctors.
Why should people have confidence in a system that is effectively the medical profession policing itself?
It's not the medical profession policing itself. That's incorrect. The medical council is the only medical council in the world to have a lay majority on its board. 13 members of the board are lay, 12 are medical, and they're all nominated by the minister. For a fitness to practice inquiry to be held, it has to be formed of two non-medical or lay people and one medic, and the chair has to be taken from a council member. So it is in fact the lay people are looking and deciding on the complaints that are made.
And what's predominantly, what are the major complaints that people have?
Well, there's two areas. There's two areas in this year's report. There's two large areas of complaint. One is communication and the other is clinical diagnosis. There are actually seven areas that a doctor can be complained in, but the commonest area is in communication and clinical diagnosis. Now, this year, or this particular council, it's concentrating on professionalism and communication, and has had discussions with all the postgraduate bodies and stakeholders to lay a foundation for developing really good communication between doctor and patient. It is our view that discussing problems or bad outcomes early on with the patient or our relatives, and meeting not just once but frequently, will have a significant role in both explaining to the patient and the public what happened, but also in resolving a complaint.
There have been obviously there's a range or a level of sanctions that you can impose on those people that you feel haven't been up to the mark. But one of those is the whole area of retraining, and there's been a question mark about just how difficult and therefore how effective that whole process is. That you've got to put them in somewhere and train them and monitor that training.
Well, just to say, there's nine levels of sanction, and we can't actually apply a sanction over retraining. What can and is done is we can add conditions to the sanction, and the conditions can be to advise retraining. What has become apparent in the last number of years, the retraining is entirely the responsibility of the particular doctor that's sanctioned, and as a consequence, when that, even though we monitor it, when that condition is applied, it can be very difficult for the doctor to get access to be retrained. One of the goals of this particular council in its term is to discuss with the stakeholders such as the HSE and the postgraduate bodies that when a condition in relation to retraining is applied, that the training system will take on board that particular doctor and cover and ensure that the doctor is retrained.
The ultimate sanction, obviously, is striking somebody off the register. Four doctors were struck off last year. What does a doctor have to do or not do to be struck off?
Well, it has to be such a serious case of either misconduct or poor professional performance that the inquiry team has decided that really this particular doctor is not remediable or can't be affected by rehabilitation, and that they're a real risk to society and they should be struck off. There are three levels of erasure. One can be for a short period of time, one can be for a particular period of time and they're eligible to reapply, and then the last and final one is where somebody's struck off with no right to reapply ever. They're very major decisions to take, because all the investment into that, producing that doctor, is all gone. But regrettably, on four occasions last year, the council had to do that.
Freddie Wood, thank you for talking to us this afternoon. That's the president of the Irish Medical Council, Freddie Wood. Next to the report.